This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Longtime Cambodian leader Hun Sen says that he will step down as prime minister in 3 weeks and hand the position over to his oldest son. We hear now from AP correspondent Lauren Brooks.
The announcement comes after the Cambodian People's Party won a landslide victory in elections this weekend that Western countries and rights organizations criticized as being neither free nor fair. Hun Sen has been Cambodia's autocratic leader for 38 years, but said ahead of the elections he would hand off the position to his son, Hun Manny, sometime during the next five-year term. 45-year-old Hun Manny is currently the country's army chief and won his first seat in parliament during Sunday's election. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The first known fatalities were reported on Tuesday of wildfires that have been raging on the Greek islands for a week. Two Greek Air Force pilots were killed when their plane battling the blazes crashed. More from Reuters' Joel Flynn.
The pair became some of the first known fatalities of blazes that have been raging on the Greek islands for a week. State broadcaster ERT separately reported that the body of a 41-year-old stock breeder was found burned in a shack in a hard-to-reach area, also on Evia. Turkish and Slovakian forces have helped hundreds of Greek firefighters battle blazes that have raged on the islands of Rhodes, Corfu and Evia since Wednesday. Hot, windy conditions have seen a resurgence in the fires and warnings that they could yet get worse.
Reuters' Joel Flynn. Niger's presidential guards are holding President Mohamed Bazoum inside the presidential palace, which has been blocked off by military vehicles, according to security sources to Reuters News on Wednesday. And Ukraine's top diplomat visited Liberia on Wednesday, third time in Africa. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is making his first official visit to New Zealand Wednesday. Phil Mercer has that story.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he wants to strengthen the special relationship. His counterpart Chris Hipkins believes that bilateral ties are the strongest they've been in decades. Trade will be on the agenda as the two countries celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Closer Economic Relations Free Trade Agreement. Analysts say that China's diplomatic, trade and military ambitions in the Pacific region will also be discussed by the two leaders during Albanese's two-day visit. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The truce that stopped the bloodshed in the Korean War turned 70 on Thursday, and the two Koreas are marking the anniversary in starkly different ways. We hear from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
North Korea has invited delegations from China and Russia as it prepares to stage huge celebrations that are likely to be highlighted by a military parade where leader Kim Jong-un could showcase his most powerful weapons. The mood is more somber in South Korea, where President Yoon Suk-yeol has invited dozens of foreign war veterans to honor the fallen soldiers of the 1950-53 conflict, which set the stage for decades of animosity among the Koreas and the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Hunter Biden is expected to appear before a federal judge in Delaware Wednesday on tax and gun charges. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
Hunter Biden is expected to formally strike a plea agreement with prosecutors on misdemeanor federal tax and gun charges. In exchange, the president's son will likely be spared time behind bars. The agreement, which must be approved by the judge, was reached following a lengthy investigation by a prosecutor assigned during the Trump administration and held over. Republicans have pointed to the case to raise questions about Justice Department independence. The president and first lady have said that they love their son and support him in his recovery.
That continues to be true, and that will stay to be true.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who says the president will remain in Washington, the first lady oversees on U.S. business. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge has vacated the military conviction of Bo Bergdahl, the former U.S. Army soldier who pleaded guilty to desertion after he left his post and was captured in Afghanistan. Tuesday's ruling by a federal judge in Washington said that the military judge who oversaw Bergdahl's court-martial created a potential conflict of interest by failing to disclose he'd applied for an executive branch position. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.